We Talk Podcast presents. Welcome to the Stick Boy Podcast. I'm Joel Johnson. Today we talk Dean Ambrose, Fastlane, Monday Night Raw, and Kanye West. Check it out.
What it is, what it do, welcome to One Fall. Your host Joshua Adam Lee Marvin. I'm a little pissed off, Joshua Adam Lee Marvin, because my Tar Heels got upset by Duke and I'm still a little upset about it. And the one, the only, he's a little upset about his Calgary Flames, Joel Johnson.
I've come to accept that this is the world we live in right now, where the Flames just lose.
Sports got us down. Hopefully, it was a great week in wrestling to bring us up. Monday Night Raw was so electrifying, right?
NXT was all right.
Right. Raw faced the Grammys, so they didn't give a shit. I forgot.
Yeah.
Right. Right. Maybe they had Kendrick Lamar come out and do his performance, they would have won.
Maybe.
Maybe they had Kanye come out.
Ugh.
You know, like, right now, Kanye West is either the ultimate babyface or the ultimate heel.
I don't think Kanye West knows what either of those are. He knows if Vince looked at him and said, "All right, Kanye, we're gonna book you as a babyface," he'd look at Vince and go, No, I'm Kanye. Well, we need you to do this. No, I'm Kanye. This is how it's gonna be."
I think Kanye's done a better job of promoting title than the WWE has done at promoting the network at times.
I still don't know what title is.
Tidal is a streaming service founded by a bunch of artists, Deadmau5, Arcade Fire, Kanye, Rihanna, Beyonce. So it's their streaming service. It's more or less going against Apple and Spotify.
Yeah, I have to disagree with you because I see Spotify and Apple TV, Apple Music everywhere. Tidal, I don't.
Yeah, no, no, you don't see it anywhere. It's just a streaming service that they've been trying to promote, and it had been in dead water for quite a while. It had gone through three different CEOs, and it was pretty close to being done. And then this year has been the best start off for a year ever because they had the Rihanna album come out, then they held off Apple Music for 24 hours, then they had the Beyonce single, which they had, it still hasn't hit Apple or Spotify. And then you had Kanye's record, which he dropped on Saturday after SNL and was supposed to be on Apple a week later. And now he said he's not going to put it on Apple anymore, which is bizarre when the guy is $53 million in the hole, apparently.
He's going to, you know what? He's so far in the hole, he's going to have to take that WrestleMania spot.
I mean, I'd like to see Kanye at WrestleMania. I'm not going to lie. Kanye is just a perfect heel for any. You see the stuff with Truth and Goldust? I'd rather see Truth and Kanye together.
Oh, God. It could be interesting. I think Kanye would be a very interesting person on... he is kind of like pro wrestling, living and breathing, isn't he?
He has built himself up as more of a character on his Twitter that most guys in the entire roster have done on the microphone, period.
His Twitter account is something that you look at and you either marvel at, laugh at, or you just go on and go, whatever.
It's became like, you know, every Monday night you get ready for Raw or Wednesday in Canada for SmackDown, Thursday in the States, and you're like, oh, okay, I'm going to watch that, and you're just like, what Kanye right now? Because one second, he's acting like a dick. And the next second, he's talking about, we need the lower textbooks. He's like, yeah, we do need the lower textbooks, Kanye. You're right. I'm like, damn it, I'm agreeing with Kanye. Damn it. Sometimes he makes solid points. And sometimes he sounds like a lunatic. Saying, like, Bill Cosby is innocent.
Or him talking about how he wants money from Mark Zuckerberg.
He wants $1 billion.
To fund his ideas.
Yeah. I mean, but he said Adidas jumped over Jumpman. I mean, he said he sold more shoes than Air Jordan. He's the Vince McMahon in a way, too. And that, you know, we always talk about dream guys we'd like to have Vince McMahon locked up with. Kanye, Vince McMahon in a room. Only on the WWE Network and Tidal.
You know how much money they would make?
Oh, my God. Hi, Kanye. Tell me about the life of Pablo. I can't do a Kanye impression, and I won't, but I just imagine Vince sampling the new Kanye record. Yeah, I like this. Do you know AC/DC? They're great. Do you know Kid Rock or Limp Bizkit?
I can just see Vince with these very old school headphones on their on his head and looking ridiculous listening to a rap album.
Yeah.
Oh, Vince McMahon.
They've done it halfway. They had Kim Kardashian at WrestleMania.
They're close.
They need one more half of it. Get Kim back to bring Kanye with them.
That'd be, they'd get booed out of the building and be perfect.
Oh, yeah. I mean, even if, like, you know, when they had Kevin Federline and Cena F-feud Federline?
Yeah.
If you just bring out Kanye and say, Kanye, you're broke, we'll give you $2 million for Brock Lesnar to F-5 you.
That'd be everywhere
the next day. It'd be everywhere the next day.
Brock Lesnar would never have to work a day in his life again.
No.
Because there'd be people that would buy him whatever he wanted. You did that to Kanye, you get a free gun. Or you get a free steak.
Free gun in Texas.
Here you go.
Anyway, so yeah, that's the ultimate heel right now in the world of wrestling probably is Kanye West. Let's talk about a superhero, though. He's from Boston, or just outside of Boston. His name is John Cena, and he was supposed to be out for 6 months. And I don't think it's even been 6 weeks, Joel. But Cena sent out a cryptic tweet about Monday, I believe it was.
Yep.
And do you remember what the drift of the text tweet was?
Oh, I got it sitting here because, like you said, when it came out and I saw it, I had to sit there for a few seconds. I had to go, wait, what? No. And I had to read it a few times. So the tweet was, gamble. Take risky action in hope of a desired result. Time to gamble, I think. It's going to be risky next 2 weeks. Lace up, never give up.
AKA, call Peyton Manning up for that HGH.
Yeah, like,
there's no way he's not taking HGH if he comes back. Come on. We're not stupid, Cena. He reminds me of, like, Christopher Reeves in South Park, like, sucking the baby fetus to get stronger again.
He might be doing, maybe that's why he doesn't want to have kids with Nikki.
Because he doesn't want to pull the steroids and the HGH into it?
Yeah.
The baby comes out, hi, Mom, Dad. I'm Cena Bella.
That kid would be very interesting. I gotta say that for sure.
But, yeah, so,
you know, what? And you know what? I'm just gonna tie this in there as well. I was gonna save it till later, but this does tie into Cena. Meltzer had reported saying that they have decided on Undertaker's opponent.
Okay.
It is not any of the names that have been rumored. It's not someone on the roster, apparently.
If you smell?
I don't know. Like, there's a lot of people like, who the hell is it then?
Goldberg?
Maybe, but that would be horrible.
Batista?
Maybe? That's the only one that I could think of that would be tolerable.
But we've seen Dave.
Yeah, we've seen Taker and Dave at WrestleMania. Maybe a Olympic gold.
No, there's no way. There's no way. Could they be doing the one thing that they were thinking with Brock and give him like a Fyodor?
Maybe. I've heard, I've also heard, what name did I hear?
Floyd?
No. This is with Taker.
That's what I'm saying. Floyd.
No. I don't think they'll do that. What name did I hear that was floating out there that could be a possibility? I'm just trying to, because it just seemed really weird that I was like, it's kind of weird to hear that you don't know who Taker's opponent is.
Is Nakamura technically part of the roster, Joel?
I don't think we get that.
Okay.
I'm
just trying to think of free agents. Can't be the Hardys. They're signed to TNA. Dave seems like the biggest guy.
Yeah.
And The Rock. Like, those are the two that are... But is The Rock part of the... Is Rock part of the talent pool? Because we keep on hearing The Rock is supposed to be part of something big.
What bigger than going toe-to-toe with one of the top five most recognizable guys in all of professional wrestling?
Did you get a chance to see Adam from What Culture's WrestleMania?
I didn't get to see part two.
Spoiler, he had a heel Roman Reigns versus Undertaker.
I don't mind that, because I wouldn't mind a certain someone else being in the main event this year.
Me either, which we'll get to in picks, that I'm kind of sold on somebody.
I'm kind of right behind you. We didn't talk about this before, but...
Spoiler alert, go back to Cena. We don't have much news to break this week, so we can kind of get back to being all over the place again.
Yeah.
I think Dean Ambrose is winning.
Yeah, I do.
It feels so good to say.
Here's the thing. You had him drop the IC title.
Yeah.
That's a big little flag.
Also, we've been saying all year and last year, oh, well, it just makes sense with Roman the Great Hunter. Not so much, though. Obviously, it makes sense with Roman, right? But here's the two parallels, and then I'll let you go. You think about how close Dean Ambrose has been. Almost had Money in the Bank. The title was literally slipped through his fingers. He almost came close to Survivor Series. He almost came close to the Royal Rumble. He's been that close every damn time. Yeah. And everyone likes him. It's not like Roman where a few kiddies and some women like him. Everybody likes him. The kiddies like him. The women like him. The smarks like him. Everybody likes him. It's the moment of WrestleMania that you want.
It would be. And it sets up a perfect program for Seth Rollins coming back, too.
And here's the thing, Joel. So Dean beats Roman Reigns. Roman spears the shit out of him after, beats the crap out of him. And then Roman has maybe Taker, whoever he has, at WrestleMania. Dean wins the title. Triple H doesn't have to defend it anymore.
Yeah.
And then guess who's waiting for Dean Ambrose as the number one contender? Roman Reigns.
Yeah. Now my brain's finally kicked in, and I realized what name I'd heard floating around that's not on the roster. It's that dream match that we've always talked about, Josh.
Hold on to that and give me your Dean thoughts, then come back to it.
Okay. I think, I like Dean Ambrose a lot, and he is getting screwed a lot. And the people are behind Dean, and there's so much... You look at Dean Ambrose, and he's a guy that you've got to cash in now because he's going to be a Daniel Bryan situation a couple years down the road. And whether you like to admit it or not, the guy's taken a lot of abuse.
And he can't have the Daniel Bryan situation because Cesaro's going to come back and have it. AJ's going to have it. Sammy's going to have it. Now's the moment.
Yeah. This is the time to take Dean and catapult him forward. He could be a Stone Cold like.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He has a wrestling look. Like you said, he's got the smarts. He's got the kids. He's got the families. Dean Ambrose is popular, and Dean will go out and bust his ass and give you a great match night in and night out. He can't have a. He's not one of those guys that he's not a Bret Hart, a Seth Rollins, or a Daniel Bryan that could have a good match with a wet paper bag.
Mm-hmm.
But Dean could still have a good match.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's that swerve. It's twisting it on us, and Roman has to wait that much longer for his moment, but that's not a bad thing, because let's face it, Roman's the face of the company going forward for the next at least 3 years, whether we like it or not. He's gonna have that moment eventually, but what's better than having that chase, that hunt, that I keep coming close, but Dean, have it now. The roster's depleted. You need a guy that can get a big pop when he wins at WrestleMania. And Dean will get a big pop at WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. Like, I look at how they had to call an audible, and they had Roman get eliminated and have Dean as the last guy in the ring.
I think that was on purpose.
And I think now, looking at it, it does look like it's on purpose. I'm fully 100% behind Dean. Is he my pick? It's still nerve-wracking a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, look, is Roman probably going to win? Probably. But I don't care. I'm a gambler. I'm putting my chips in the middle on Dean Ambrose.
And that's one thing is, like, there's too many signs. There's too much. I've watched wrestling for too many years to not sit there and go, they're kind of positioning Dean for that spot.
Mm-hmm.
You look at how featured Roman's been on the product the last little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Not a whole lot. Who's been covered everywhere?
He doesn't get it, Joel. What does he do after the Paul Heyman promo? That fucking smirk.
Yeah.
Like, and I try not to swear on this podcast very much, but that damn smirk. He doesn't get it.
No.
The stupid smirk. After damn time. I hate it. I hate, whenever I see that smirk, I just want to punch him in his face. It's like Tony Stark in the Civil War trailer. I want to punch you in your perfect face.
Yep. It definitely... Roman, and now when you hear his stuff, like his media comments and the stuff you hear more and more about the guy, it's hard to like him. But you see Dean, and you hear him talk, and you see what he's gone through, and you're like, I like Dean Ambrose.
And he's dating Renee Young.
Yeah, which is...
To us Canadians, Renee Paquette.
You see that and you kind of go, I like Dean.
Mm-hmm.
I like him.
I just think we, as fans, want that moment to cheer.
Yeah. And especially this, like the Daniel Bryan retiring and just everything that's gone on the last little bit, there's been some ups and there's been some downs. It's time to have that WrestleMania moment that we can all stand up and go, yay, this is our guy. I don't think you and me are going to pop too much when Roman eventually wins.
No, but here's the thing, Joel. I don't think Dean is facing Jericho anymore. I think it's going to be a triple threat for the IC title now.
Yeah.
Or a ladder match. I think Dean's out of that.
Yeah.
I don't know where Roman goes. If he doesn't face Hunter, that's the only part of this I don't get. Maybe he does face Taker. Who knows? But I don't see Dean with Kevin Owens or Jericho anymore. I can't see him anywhere but with the title.
Yeah. And I mean, he's the one guy that has basically spat in Brock Lesnar's face.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't care who he is. He's going to keep coming out and he's going to keep fighting. How many guys have done that?
Not many. Punk?
Yeah. Punk's the only other guy that's really spat in Brock Lesnar's face. So now you're saying that Dean Ambrose is that next level. And I think Dean has taken that next step.
Yep. I mean, there's two guys we've been looking for now to fit two spots in the company, right? For a long time, it was like, who's The Rock and who's the Stone Cold? For baby faces in the new generation, it's the Punk and the Daniel Bryan.
Yeah.
Who fits those two spots? And I think Kevin Owens is more of the Punk spot. And Ambrose is kind of both, because I think Sami Zayn's the Daniel Bryan.
Yeah.
But I Ambrose think is kind of both of them.
Like, just based on wrestling ability, I think that Seth is the Daniel Bryan. The guy that can work
I just want to see what he's like as a babyface first.
Yeah. No, and you're totally right. I think Dean does kind of fit that mold of being kind of both.
Yeah.
They can kind of do... He's very fluid. He can kind of move back and forth between being a heel and face.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's time to pull the trigger. It's time to take a gamble. It's time to take a risk. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, is the crowd chanting Roman Reigns, Roman Reigns?
They booed him, Joel. After that, as soon as he got the mic against him, and they booed him. And to me, if you're Vince and everyone, it's like, damn it, we it's just not working. It's not working. And it's not like with Cena, because it's not even like the kids still gave a lot of pushback with Cena. Even some of the kids are booing Roman.
Yeah. Because
it's not working. It's not working.
Yeah. And I mean, the crowd popped when Dean almost hit him with Dirty Deeds on Raw.
Exactly. Exactly.
And what does that tell you?
It means that he's over. And I mean, Roman as a heel would be perfect. He comes out and he says, like, I tried to be the master of the WWE Universe. I won the Royal Rumble. You booed me. I came with The Rock. You booed me. I had the most eliminations in Royal Rumble history. You booed me. I got screwed over again and again. And you booed me. So I'm done with you. I'm done with friends. I got attacked in the Shield. You booed me. You cheered Seth Rollins. You cheered Dan Ambrose. But you don't cheer me?
Yeah.
I'm the Hound of Justice, and now I'm going to seek justice for myself.
Yeah. It is that Rock moment. Rocky Maivia.
Mm-hmm.
It's Roman transitioning to whatever he's going to be going forward. I don't think he's a man. I don't think he's a big-time player in 5 to 6 years.
I don't think so, man. With the talent that's coming in, Austin Aries, who I don't think will be... I don't want to say I don't think he'll be a main eventer, because I think Austin Aries has the potential for it. Austin Aries is the lower of those guys. Let me just say that.
Yeah.
Austin Aries has more talent in his pinky than Roman has in title.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, Austin Aries can play the heel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he can.
So, and that's what you need. You need the guys that can be the big... bad guys, but you also need the guys that could be like the Cesaros, the Sammys. Like, Joe looked really good.
He did, and that's what I'm gonna say. Like, so Roman, the cream always rises to the top. Can you honestly tell me, anyone that's an actual wrestling fan, that Roman Reigns can jump ahead and keep going, even with the massive push that they have, and keep going with whatever he has with momentum? He's had the luck of the roster being depleted. But can he jump over Seth, Cesaro, Joe, Aries, Zayn, Styles, Nakamura, Kid, even, Ambrose? It's going to be very hard for him to sustain any kind of even mini fan reaction with all those guys jumping on the roster.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be very tricky, and I just don't see it with him. He's better off becoming a bad guy, building himself up from there, and then going forward. I will say this, please, please do not push Braun Strowman, please.
Yeah, I'll get to him in a second. Okay, go back to your Undertaker point now.
There's one other name that we didn't talk about, and I saw it, and I thought... stranger things have happened. This is the world of pro wrestling, so God only knows what can happen.
It's not Sting.
I did hear
that. But he broke his neck.
I don't know. It's a name that I heard. I'm not sitting there saying...
spinal stenosis. Like...
It's just a name I heard.
Hmm.
So, whether it's true or not remains to be seen, but like I said, this is the world of pro wrestling where it's... the truth is often
stranger. But he's on the roster, though.
You could kind of get away with saying he's not really on the roster. Like, I don't know. I don't know. All I know is Meltzer, from what I read online, Meltzer said that it's somewhat not on the roster. So.
Okay, well, let's run this down really quick. First of all, I think the Cena theme is hinting that Cena may do it, and that may be a red herring.
Yeah.
Because if Cena's coming back, who the hell else is Cena facing? Roman, then?
Maybe we finally get that.
I'm not going to get mad at that. I mean, you could have Dean win. Roman come out, cut apart the universe, and then Cena comes out and defends it.
Yeah.
And then it's Roman, Cena. Roman destroys Cena. Takes Cena out for a longer amount of time. They don't have to do a long match either, right?
No.
So Cena can be out even longer after that. And then... Roman has this entire thing where he beat John Cena.
Yeah.
And so then Cena can go continue to rehab. He probably gets injured more, but Cena could probably cut a 10-minute match. Doesn't have to look good. He just needs to do the job WrestleMania to Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
I actually like that idea, to be honest.
Yeah, it gives both of them something to do and keeps certain guys out of the way.
Yeah, and then you let Dean do his thing, but then it gives... Roman gets the heat. He gets a big win. He gets his WrestleMania moment by beating John Cena. He beat the top guy. It's all easy peasy.
Yeah. At least we think it's easy peasy.
I know. That to me, though, is a viable idea that I'm actually very proud of us for.
Slowly come up with the idea.
Okay, but for, as far as Taker, I want to give 5 candidates what you think this Taker thing can be. So, I'm going to put Cena on there.
Yeah.
Because I think that's a possibility still.
I'm going to put totally
Big
is.
I'm going to put Big Dave on there.
Yeah.
Here's the problem with Big Dave. What started production today?
Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Exactly. So that's a big part for Dave. Throwing this one out there, Joel. Rey Mysterio.
Yeah, it's a possibility. I don't think it's a big deal for people, but it's still a possibility.
David versus Goliath.
Yeah.
Goldberg.
I'm thinking that's probably the strongest one of all of them.
I just can't see him wanting to work with Goldberg.
No, and especially you gotta think you're older, your body's more susceptible to injuries.
God damn it. Kevin Nash.
I just threw up and I blew a quad at the same time.
But you know I have to put the name out there.
Yeah, it's a name out there.
It's a dream match?
Not now.
I don't see Kurt happening.
No. And watch his music hit and both of us sit there and
run and the last one is Rocky.
That's another real possibility. Like, Vince desperately wanted to find a way to cover his insurance, so it's a possibility.
Would you rather see Rock and Taker or Cena Taker?
I'd much rather see Cena Taker.
Yeah, me too. Just because I think Rock Taker would be fun, it's just Cena has never really faced The Undertaker.
Yeah.
And Rock's had numerous amount of matches with Undertaker.
Yeah. So this is something new and different and fresh. So,
obviously, I'd like to see Sting vs. Undertaker at the top of my list. But last time I had heard, the Sting was done.
Yeah. See, and that's why I was like, I don't know. Wait and see.
I can't see anyone else then. If it's people on the roster, I don't think Kevin Owens is there anymore.
No, and that was one of the names that has been dropped off the list.
Strowman was the guy, actually. It was done. But then the roster had a major pushback. Creative had a major pushback, and Vince gave up. He relented.
Probably a good thing, because that would not... And that's not even good for Strowman, either. You want to develop him?
The idea now is, he's going to win Andre.
Yeah.
And he's supposed to face Brock at SummerSlam.
Brock has that no-lose thing in his contract.
Mm-hmm.
So you're just building him up to be fed to Brock?
Just a big spot and a waste of a Brock Lesnar match, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But that's what Meltzer had said in his radio show. That's the plan now for Strowman.
Okay, that I can live with.
Things can change, though, man, right? Like, someone could gain major heat, right? And Bubba Ray... We know the single push is coming for him very soon here.
Yeah.
Bubba could really pull away. And they'd be like, screw it. We're going to deviate. We're going to have Bubba versus Brock.
Yeah.
You know? Because we've seen what Bubba could do on the stick.
Yeah. And, I mean, we could maybe even see Bubba versus Cena.
Yep. It needs to happen. I was almost wondering when Titus was doing that stuff with D-Von, that they were going to maybe pair the two of them up.
Yeah, I don't know.
The good news for Titus, though, not everything is terrible for him. With the suspension being reduced, he doesn't miss the European tour, which is one of the higher-paying tours for the talent. So he misses the WrestleMania payday, but he gets the European payday.
Oh, a little update on... He was almost fired.
Yeah, I know.
He was almost fired, and... He was used to make an example, and the only reason he didn't get fired was because of Hunter.
Really?
Yeah, Hunter saved his job. And
also, I had heard, had it not have been during the Bryan thing, nothing probably would have happened.
Yeah.
But it's because he kind of ruined the moment. He picked a bad time to do something like that.
Yeah.
And it also came out that he was holding Vince back. Not the play fight with him, because Vince jumped ahead of Steph, and he was holding him back, so he let your daughter go first, guy.
Yeah, that doesn't go over well with the Vincent K. McMahon.
No. So, I feel bad for Titus. Some people tried to make it a racist thing. That died down really fast.
Yeah, because it wasn't.
No. It was a lapse of judgment for Titus.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I feel for the guy. It sucks, but WrestleMania lost one guy in the Battle Royal. You can't tell me that Titus was going to be in the IC match or any other match. You can't. You can't tell me that. He wasn't going to be.
No. He wasn't. So it's not like he's lost out. It's not like he was getting a push to the world title spot.
No.
So, no, not a big loss at all.
Next up in the news, I'm excited for this one. The network put out some new programming, and we got a huge announcement, Joel. Swerve Season 2!
Yay!
But no, for more serious, 32-man cruiserweight tournament right after NXT.
That is apparently open to anyone and everyone. If you don't, Hunter had come out and he did a Q&A on it, because apparently this is Hunter's brainchild as well.
Of course it is. You know what we're going to do? We're going to put 32 cruiserweights in a championship. Things I never said. If it was Vince's idea, he'd have a tournament of Braun Strowman's.
Oh, he'd love that.
The Titans.
Titans.
God damn it. I don't even want to talk about that, but go back to the cruiserweight.
They're open up to, like, indie promotions, but he said, so obviously,
Evolve will be heavily used.
Yeah. Evolve, there were a few other names, few other promotions.
The one in Great Britain.
Yep. Zack Sabre Jr.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see him, Pierre.
I'd like to see Prince Puma.
Yeah.
Now, what's the deal with Lucha Underground and contracts? Have you heard anything?
No, but I think Lucha Underground's not happy with WWE, so I don't think they'll let any of their guys. It'd be like New Japan, if there was some goodwill between New Japan and WWE, I'd let some of my their
but
guys.
But there's not. And it's during the G1, too, isn't it?
I don't think so. Let me check the date for the G1, just to fact check.
I've heard that Japan is not letting anyone near this.
I'm not surprised.
But England has apparently really had this boom of wrestling there. I don't know some of the promotions over there, but England's had this big promotion, so I expect to see a lot of those guys. Some random people that are happy in AAA. Do you think we could see Sin Cara return? I mean, he's already there. Never mind.
Oh man, it's basically exact same time for the G1 Climax tournament.
I know.
July 18th to August.
It's like, so they did it on purpose.
I'm not surprised.
Mm-hmm. Like, that's just like a guy like Prince Puma from Lucha, but he's probably under contract.
Yeah.
Same with a guy like Havoc. He's probably under contract. Like Mad Dog 2000. He's probably under contract.
I still think that the biggest thing that makes me excited is that we get to see Zack Sabre Jr. on WWE program, even if it's just for this tournament. And that's what I've heard, that it's to look for at guys that could potentially be signed for the company, and that it's not long term commitments.
What about a guy that's the ROH champion?
How much does Jay Lethal weigh? Because that's the big thing. They do.
Are they going to go 100% 205 on this?
I hope not. Because
I would think that Neville will be in this.
Yeah. Oh, Neville's one of the guys that I think definitely has a chance.
Kalisto. I think Kalisto wins this personally.
Yeah. It's 215. Jay Lethal weighs 215.
Yeah, it's not that bad. And his contract's almost up, right?
Yeah.
So it could be him as well. Also, Jimmy Jacobs is a writer for the company. How much did Jimmy Jacobs weigh?
I'm just looking up the biometrics for all these guys. Jimmy Jacobs. Jimmy.
Because he was the guy that wrestled in ROH. I was watching back some old ROH tapes, and there was one with Daniel Bryan. Pro Wrestling Guerrilla, actually. It was Daniel Bryan's last match in the Independence before WWE.
Yeah.
And he faced Jon Moxley, a.k.a. Dean Ambrose. And after the match, he was putting Jimmy Jacobs up over huge.
He weighs a whopping 169 pounds.
So he's on the writing staff. Maybe a guy you throw into there. Never put his wrestling face into it. He's part of Adam Rose's entourage at one point. So just an idea. I think there'll be a few luchadors out there, obviously.
Oh, yeah. I've heard Japan's got some, guys in Japan, like, guys that are not part of New Japan have some interest.
Like, guys in Noah?
Yeah. New Japan. There's a few other guys. Like, I can see people wanting, because this is a big deal. You got to think that this cruiserweight is going to be seen on the network, which is a big global thing.
What about Shark Boy?
Yeah, you could potentially see him maybe in there.
How much does Shark Boy weigh?
I want to say more than me, but that's
I would hope so. How weird, you know, out of all the guys from TNA that came, would Shark Boy not be one of the weirdest ones for you?
Yeah. Shark Boy weighs in at 205 pounds.
Yeah,
but he's 41. Shark Boy. He's 41.
We'll have him wrestle in the first match and lose.
Yeah.
You know, like, you have to have some people, like, some nostalgia acts in this too, right?
Yeah.
Like, I would assume Liger will be in this.
Probably not.
Why not? Because he's still in Japan, right?
Yeah.
And they're kind of pissed off at WWE.
Yeah.
Right.
Not exactly calm waters between the two of them.
No, they kind of took four of their biggest stars, especially two of them.
Yeah. You know, I just think this is a great opportunity for a lot of guys that we don't even know about.
It reminds me of early WCW.
Yeah.
When you had maybe you get a psychosis back, maybe super crazy. I know they're older, but I think you had to have some nostalgia.
Yeah.
To draw some people in still. Obviously, like, the idea of the tournament is great, but I think if you heard like someone like Super Crazy or Psychosis is in this, or Rey Mysterio are in this, and it's like, oh, cool, I haven't seen Psychosis or Super Crazy for so long. I may want to go watch them. I'm not saying they'll be in it. Chances are they're probably not. I'm just saying you want to have one or two known names in this. You can't just have all unknowns.
Yeah. You gotta have like your Nevilles and your Kalistos and your... Uh-huh. Your guys that you've built up, you got to have, like, if they got, my biggest thing, I'm going to keep pushing this till the cows come home, until they tell me he's not part of it, but that Zack Sabre Jr.
Yeah, you're really pushing that hard.
Yeah, like, he had one of AJ's final matches over in London.
Yeah.
And the guy is smaller than Brian. He's not built big by any means whatsoever, but the guy just technically... is on that Daniel Bryan level. And I think, like, he's not gonna... There may be a point in time where he can make it on the main roster and be a big deal, but if he can make a big splash here in this tournament, in this 10-week tournament, if you can make an impact on it, then I think that helps garner some favoritism from Vince and Hunter.
Who's the guy in Evolve you were talking about? Timothy?
Timothy Thatcher.
I think he'll be in it too.
Yeah. I think this is the best thing that they can do. I wish they could work out stuff with ROH and work out stuff with New Japan. Because here's the thing. And this is the way WWE's got to look at it. WWE can go, ooh, we got these guys for a night or two nights.
Mm-hmm.
And ROH is like, look at our guy. Look at where our guy is.
I mean, if you're TNA... Hear me out for a second. NW calls and like, hey, let us put Eric Young and Rockstar Spud on here. We don't know how far they're going to go. But then you can kind of get them to say, like, we were on the tournament.
Yeah.
I don't think WWE would do that, but having a guy like Rockstar Spud, for example, would be really good for them.
Yeah.
He's a talented guy.
And here's my thing with this whole tournament.
Eric Young may be over the weight now that I think about it.
Yeah. The cool thing would be is if in an ideal world where everyone got along and everyone held hands skipping along, would to have like a representative team from New Japan, or a representative from London, from Mexico, from these organizations, because people would come to see that. People will buy your network just to see, because they'll be like, holy crap, you have Rockstar Spud on there.
Mm-hmm.
I need to see that. And I think this tournament continues to show, as it's my chagrin, that Hunter is going to be better for business when the time comes.
Yeah. He already showed it.
Yeah.
Also, not to do with the Cruiserweight, just so I don't forget this, we're talking Ring of Honor. There's someone in ROH that WWE really badly is looking forward to signing when this contract runs up in 4 months.
I want to say Chris Hero? No, not Chris Hero.
Adam it's Cole. Moose.
Moose, really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
They're very impressed with him. Because they think he's picked up the... I actually got to say, like, this guy's only been in the wrestling business for 6 months. And he's picked it up really fast. And they like their big guys. And he's picked it up fast. It's time for Ahmed Johnson 4.0.
Yeah, might as well give it a shot. I just don't know. I'd love to see, like, an Adam Cole. I'd love to see a Jay Lethal and WWE.
Of course, but you got to have those big guys, right?
Yeah, you got to have that balance. And, I mean, Moose didn't make me turn off my TV when I watched Final
also,
Battle.
Is it just me, or is Apollo Crews kind of failing?
I think Apollo Crews is a work in progress.
I think the promo and the personality really hurts him.
And I think it's something that they're working. That's why he's in developmental still, Josh. Mm-hmm. That's one thing that we always have to keep in mind. NXT is developmental. So
I know. I'm just saying. There's some guys there that, like, Generico and Joe really don't need to be there.
Yeah.
But they're there, and they work, and they get better. Same with Finn. Finn never needed to be there. But guys like Apollo Crews, yeah, he needed to be there.
Oh, yeah.
He needs to learn, because he's just... I was watching some of his matches the other day, and I'm just like, you know, Apollo Crews really isn't hitting for me.
Yeah. I don't disagree with you. From everything I've seen, like, I want to like him. I really want to get on that.
It's not like he had a standout match to me. That seems really... He's got a boring finisher.
Yeah.
He doesn't really do it. He's got a great look. And I'd love to have that first black champion. I really, really would. But maybe it would be a guy like Moose. Who knows?
Yeah.
And, I mean, people would be yelling, we don't know. Some people don't define The Rock as the first overall black champion.
Yeah.
Which is stupid. He technically is, because his dad was black. But people just want that full-out black champion.
Yeah. You know, Josh, back to the Cruiserweight, I realized who could be a big player in it.
Rey Mysterio.
And he's a guy you like a lot.
Yep.
He is an amateur wrestler.
Oh, an amateur wrestler?
Yeah.
Guy that I like.
Yeah, that you've been pushing. Mr. Gable. Huh?
Mr. Gable.
Yep, he's listed as 202.
That could really be a turning point for him.
You think about it. He doesn't even have to win. If he gets halfway through... And he has really good matches all the way through. And the crowd's behind. He could be another guy that could suffer from that Daniel Bryan syndrome where the crowd just likes him.
I think so. I saw a mix of Daniel and Kurt with him.
Yeah.
He's a guy that we've never seen a single match from either.
No, they've been very safe with him.
Enzo is another guy. I just don't know. Can Enzo carry a singles match?
I'd hope so. Like, I think there's some of these guys that wait till you see what they can do when they...
I'm sure he could. I've just never seen it, right? There's some guys that have just been tag team guys in the company.
Yeah. I really think that this could be a huge thing for Gable.
Mm-hmm. It's very true.
And that name popped in my head. I'm like, I'm surprised you didn't say it.
I was thinking it. I'm just wondering if they're just going to stay with American Alpha and really want to focus on them as a tag champions, and they may be doing some stuff against... Well, I thought they were going to do stuff against Doc and Anderson, but apparently they may be going right to the roster.
I had a feeling they were going to be going right up.
I've heard that maybe a tune-up down there, but Carl Anderson's up there. Doc's been through the system. There's really no reason to go to NXT.
Yeah.
They're ready to go now.
And I don't disagree with it at all.
I mean, you can have the Dudleys win the titles at WrestleMania. And next night, who comes out? Those guys.
Yeah.
And just a brutal feud between the two of those guys. And I think after that, then Bubba leaves. And then he starts his heel run.
Yeah. I do not disagree. But I look at this and I go, there's a lot of potential. I think this WrestleMania is the first WrestleMania that is really it's kind of an uphill battle for these guys.
It's the transitional WrestleMania to me. Yeah. It's the end of an era and the start of a new one, but some of the new era isn't there yet. Lord, please, everyone healthy next year. Seth, Samoa Joe, Cesaro, Kid, Nakamura, AJ, all the people we've listed. Next year, WrestleMania, bonkers.
Oh, God, yeah. No kidding. It's going to be... Oh, it's going to be crazy.
All right, well, yeah, I'm excited for the Cruiserweight. Anything major from Raw other than the Ambrose and Reign stuff?
Ambrose, what do you think of Breeze and Charlotte's little... exchange.
I thought it was the best Breeze done so far in the mic. That doesn't mean it was good.
Yeah.
Here's the weird thing with Brie. I don't understand, because she's so good on Total Divas. Why just be who you are on Total Divas on there?
Yeah.
She did better. Ashley Flair Charlotte is doing a tremendous job of being a heel.
Oh yeah.
I think she's doing a great job. I thought, you know, I'm excited for the match, and that's all that matters. Was the mic work great on either side? But I'm excited for the match, so that's all that matters.
Yeah.
I thought she did a good job on SmackDown tonight, too. She got the crowd on her side, got the yes chants going. I'm starting to doubt Brie's going to win the title anymore.
Yeah, I think she's going to... Like, she said in an interview on Good Morning America, which I do want to hit on, but with Brie...
Yeah, I saw it, too. She said she's retiring as well in the summer.
So I'm like, I think we'll get her here and there a little bit, and I think she's one of the guys that will just kind of ride off into the sunset, and that'll be the end of it.
You almost gotta think she gets her moment though, right? Because she's been Divas Champion, but she's never been Divas Champion as this Brie. When the Bellas originally were there, let's be honest, we didn't know the difference between the two of them. They had no different personality. Now if I tell you Nikki, you could tell me for about 2 to 5 minutes who Nikki Bella is, and 2 to 5 minutes, who Brie Bella is.
Yeah.
So Brie Bella, we don't have any idea. We haven't had really her moment as a champion.
Yeah.
And that's what I'd like to see for her, just to have her moment as a champion. I don't care if she loses the next night on Raw, just to have that moment. I don't think she will, because the smart move is Sasha and Charlotte.
Oh, yeah. I think Brian's kind of figured out what he's doing next.
Yeah, teaching people about the dangers of concussions.
And I think that's a great thing. I think hearing it from a guy that was so resistant and wanted to just wrestle, that's it. Didn't care, and it finally all sunk in. I think that, to me, is perfect. Because
you know what's kind of crazy is... I've heard from a few people that said, like, no one knows his contract status right now, right?
Yeah.
But I've heard from a few people on a few shows this week that know stuff that's like, they want to be shocked in 2 years if he's doing it again.
I wouldn't be either, to be honest.
No, and I think he's saying all the right things, but a lot of guys say the right things, and... I think after he's out of those WWE chains, even with the seizure stuff and all that stuff, I hope to God he never does. And if he does, I'd love to say I'm not going to watch it. But...
It's hard to sit there. Like, I think for me personally, it's sucked because you watch so much of them. And then when you get that little hint of, oh, he's there, he's wrestling, it's kind of hard to sit there and go... Oh, I'm not going to watch because I can't support. Oh, yeah, I can support that. I need to see this.
Also, did you know? I think this kind of got up to this week. It's kind of been knowledge for a little bit now. But so before he came back to WWE, he had two contracts to decide between. One was the WWE, and one was with New Japan.
I'm not surprised.
Can you imagine if he was New Japan at that time? That's just when they started to get their balls back and start coming up. And they would have had Brian during that time. That's during Finn's heyday as well. Like, wow. The thing is, too, though, he's faced Tanahashi. He's faced Nakamura. He's faced Samoa Joe. He's faced AJ Styles. He's faced these guys before. You just have to go look for it.
Yeah. And that's one thing that I kind of sit there and I kind of go, I'm not too sad about some things because he's had these matches, so it's not heartbreaking.
And he'll never face AJ or Joe because I from the sounds on the Jericho podcast, this is the last stop for AJ.
Oh yeah.
Same with Joe.
Oh yeah, this is definitely it. Part of me with Brian is I hope he really falls in love with being able to help others out.
Mm-hmm.
And like CTE and concussions are so prevalent right now. I think he can do a lot of good.
Your brain doesn't heal.
Yeah, and that's the other thing. It never healed for Benoit.
Nope.
It doesn't heal for
anybody, man. Once you have a concussion, you've damaged the brain, you've damaged the brain.
Yeah. Like, there comes a certain point where, you know, you got 16 years out of it, pal.
Mm-hmm.
Just let things be.
You got the WrestleMania moment to CM Punk quit over because he never got it.
And that's crazy how much some people desperately want that moment.
Mm-hmm. Not many people get it. Only a handful of people get the moment.
No, they don't. Back to Raw. There's not a whole lot.
Good promo from the Dudleys.
Yeah.
The Titans. Way.
Why would you end Raw that way? Why?
I really just think they're just like, we're facing the Grammys. We're not going to bother.
Yeah. Oh, that was brutal. I was like, I kept sitting there kind of waiting for it. I'm kind of like, oh, it's got to come next. Where is it? Why?
I love two people are like, Raw ratings are down. I was like, no shit.
I'm like, the Grammys are going to win regardless.
I watched the Grammys over Raw. Like,
I didn't really care about the Grammys, so I was like, eh.
I mean, if I can watch Adele and Kendrick Lamar and Taylor Swift and Alabama Shakes and all these other great talents and Lady Gaga do a weird David Bowie tribute, I'm going to watch it over Raw, especially a Raw that I knew was going to be half-assed. And they have booked ahead. Like, they never really put an effort in, too. That's a stupid thing. They were putting in an effort to be like, we're booking this, and we're booking this, and we're booking this ahead of time. To be like, you need to watch Raw. They never had it. In some ways, it's too bad that Brian wasn't this week for them.
Oh, God, that would have been an interesting number to see.
Because then I would have been like, well, no, I have to watch Raw for the Grammys then.
Yeah.
It's just there was nothing to draw you to Raw. Like, what was I going to watch? Like, there was nothing really intriguing. Brock wasn't there. Brock was on SmackDown.
Yeah.
So there was really nothing to draw you there. And then we got the Titans at the end, who are going to lose to the Wyatts. It's the most obvious thing ever because it's sitting up for the Brock match, which nobody wants.
Ugh. I'm not looking forward to that.
Good. That's the one confirmed match for WrestleMania I think we can firmly say right now is Brock versus Bray or the Wyatts.
Yeah, it's one way or another.
Uh-huh. At one time, I think Brock will tease an F5 on Braun. I don't know.
Ugh.
I don't know, man. It's not a match I'm looking forward to.
Yeah.
I got a lot of work to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't really think of anything else that majorly happened to Raw.
No, I think that...
But I'm afraid I've got some bad news.
Yeah, we forgot to hit on that.
So, I'm not putting this as a single or double confirmed. Some unreliable website says that Wade Barrett is quitting after his contract. Is not picking up his contract. No reliable source has picked this up. So I'm only putting this on there as possible speculation. But yeah. It was trending on Facebook and Twitter, for what that's worth. There's no reliable source on this, so I will not confirm it. I'm just putting it as a TMZ, the Inquisitor type speculation.
Yeah, no, definitely something that maybe, yeah, I'm not too...
I love Wade Barrett. I do.
Yeah.
But all Vince to Wade, bye-bye.
Yeah, I totally agree with you.
We're not going to... Can I trade you for Cesaro right now? Can that be a thing?
No.
Can I trade you for Tyson Kidd's health right now or Seth's health?
We'll work out a good trade for that. We'll work on it.
I mean, I like Wade. It just, I don't blame him. I think he needs that McIntyre. He needs to go to Japan. He needs to go to TNA and reset his batteries. And then come back when he's fully charged. Because I think he hasn't found himself as a character either.
Yeah.
I think Sheamus could use the same thing.
Yeah.
The League of Nations seems so lost. Especially the two most talented guys in there, Rusev and Del Rio.
Yeah.
Who are a tag team?
I guess so.
Oh, do you want to get into Fastlane really quick? Because the New Day segment on Fastlane is really puzzling why they're not in the match. I guess I get it.
Let's save it for the end of the show.
Let me just say this. I guess I get why they're doing that segment. Because they want to save the Dudleys in the New Day match for WrestleMania.
Yeah.
It's just, it's weird. And I guess they want to promote this Edge and Christian show.
Yeah, I also think, I'll tell you when we're going through the show.
What else we got for rumors?
Nothing really. I think it's time to hit on SmackDown and NXT.
I think I've really talked about everything with SmackDown. Bree attacked Charlotte, got the best of her. Got the crowds doing the yes chants. And then pretty much a little bit more of teasing of ascension, dissension, whatever the word is.
Ascension. Yeah.
But like conflict, let's say, between Ambrose and Roman.
Yep.
So.
And NXT had a really good main event.
They did. Wasn't the two out of threes that we thought we were going into today. We still got some time before that, and we're, three more NXTs away from Austin Aries?
Yeah.
It's getting exciting. I can't wait.
Yeah, and that's one thing that I like. The Nakamura announcement's going to be soon.
That's the weird thing with NXT. It's like, it's so awesome for them because we know the card.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like, I wish we didn't know the card. Because it's... kind of takes some of the excitement out of it, but it's not even spoiler alert at this time, to be fair. I think it's just been so acknowledged what the NXT card is.
Oh, yeah.
That you just watch, just like, I'm just going to watch some good wrestling, but everybody kind of knows what the results are at this point.
Yeah, I think we're most excited for that takeover. That takeover is it going to be better than WrestleMania, Josh?
That's what everyone's asking, man. I mean... You have two Match of the Year candidates. Three, really. Asuka and Bayley.
Yeah.
Sami and Nakamura. Which is just dumb. And then you have... So, WrestleMania is where again this year? Dallas. So, is this going to be where the Stars and the Mavericks play this NXT?
I think so.
Okay. So, they're going to do an arena show then. WrestleMania is obviously in the stadium, right? They're not doing it in the stadium.
No.
No. It's going to be in the arena, which is awesome.
It is in the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center, which is the home of no one. Oh, that's not the home of anyone.
Maybe the Texas Longhorns?
Just kind of looking and seeing if they say anything on sports, and it's the Dallas Convention Center is basically where they'll be at.
Okay, cool.
So, not a bad thing.
You know why? No, never mind. I was going to say, because there's Final Four stuff, that's in Houston.
Nah.
Because they're doing theirs the same week as the Final Four in Texas. because the Final Four and the championship game are both in Houston. So if you want to have a really fun week and you got a lot of money, you could somehow work out something to go to the Final Four and then go to WrestleMania. You'd probably miss NXT out of that, but still, you could have a fun time with trying to figure that out.
Oh, yeah, that would be bonkers, but...
But NXT was fine.
I liked how they're building up to, they really have to earn the spot. Mm-hmm. It makes a lot of sense. It's a lot of fun.
Anything else before we jump into Fastlane?
No, I think it's
done. Jericho said yes, teased it a little bit, said no, AJ beat the shit out of him, and then he said yes, heel Jericho.
Yay!
Starting to come out, thank you God.
Yay! It'll be fun.
Yeah.
All right.
I think Kevin Owens won the Intercontinental title.
How did we forget? We're at the hour mark and we didn't...
This is how crazy and boring Raw was. It's the classic backwards booking, man.
Yeah, you have him job out, and now...
So he's going to face Ziggler. He's going to beat Ziggler.
Is he going to...
And then I'm assuming... Oh, God, if he doesn't. I'm assuming there's either some type of four-way or sometime a six-man for the IC title.
Or we might get what we've all... And Sammy has to pull double duty that week.
Maybe. I think those four seem to be tied to each other, I believe. Owens, Dolph, AJ, and Jericho. Unless they just let AJ and Jericho go all the way to WrestleMania.
I'm not going to complain about that.
Nope, but I think this is the rubber match, and then they'll bleed into the IC title match. It also could just be, like, Jericho is really facing Dean Ambrose. See, the stupid thing is now, if Jericho is facing Ambrose, what are they fighting for? Jericho to be the 10-time champion is all we kept on hearing about.
Yeah. And now it's gone.
They like their round numbers. They like their round numbers.
And that's the one thing, is you don't have that round number, so what you doing?
I wouldn't mind a fatal four-way between those guys.
No.
Like, as much as I'd love AJ's first WrestleMania to be a singles match, I think he'll get it eventually.
Yeah.
And I think he looks the best maybe coming out of this with the IC title. And AJ versus Dolph is something we haven't seen, which will be fun.
Yeah.
And we haven't seen in WWE, I got to preface that, AJ versus KO yet. And, I mean, a ladder match would be fun. I wonder what happens with the U.S. title. I don't think that gets defended. Or maybe it does. I don't know. Could you have them go together? Unification?
You need to now. It's pointless.
Yeah, it is.
I get it kind of clogs things up, but unless you're going to have a separate Raw and a separate SmackDown, just unify them.
Well, if you have those four guys and you put Kalisto and Rio into that, I'm fine. It sucks because I don't know what happens with Rusev and Sheamus. I think Rusev goes from having a great match to the Battle Royal.
That sucks. It really,
because he's, I love. Rusev's too talented.
Yeah, like is the roster too crowded now?
Not right now.
But it will very quickly.
Like how many? Like, there's got to be what, 7 matches on WrestleMania?
Yeah.
So if we're booking the 7, Battle Royal will be in the card.
Let's get to Fastlane before we.
Sure.
Okay.
And then we'll just really quickly smart mark book WrestleMania before Fastlane so we can look like dumbasses.
Yeah. So
okay, let's do the card fast.
So we've got the kickoff pre-show. 2 out of 3 falls for the U.S. title. Alberto Del Rio versus
Del Rio.
Kalisto. I'm going Kalisto.
Del Rio.
Okay. Yeah, the U.S. title sure fell from being important.
God damn it, did it ever?
Yeah. We've got Edge and Christian interviewing the New Day, which we will have the debut. I believe this is my prediction. We will have the debut of SAWFT.
What's that?
SWAFT. The Enzo and Cass have been traveling with the main roster a lot. So I'm figuring that's you want them to debut. Why not have them debut at Fastlane?
Then four-way at WrestleMania?
Yeah.
Okay.
You have any predictions for that? Anything you could see coming from this segment?
I just thought it was just going to kind of be a stupid, silly segment with end of Zayn, watch Edgy Christian. But that's a better idea there. So I thought maybe the Usos run out.
I think we're going to get some sort of tomfoolery brawl.
Yeah, I think they do some stupid thing with the kazoos, which I just hate seeing Edge and Christian with the kazoos because they move nothing that in their lives.
Yeah,
and they're kind of back to these Reek of Awesomeness guys, which I was never a fan of that Edge and Christian. Like, I was a fan of Edge, the Rated R Superstar, and Christian, Captain Charisma.
Yeah,
I like them as their separate identities. The tag team stuff was fun, but Edge is the Rated R Superstar to me. He always will be.
Yeah. And it's definitely weird seeing him kind of behave like...
He's just back to the drone of what he started off as, and I hate it. I just don't like it. Unpopular opinion alert, I'm sure. I just don't like it.
I'm willing to give their show and their schnick a go. It's not something we're going to see
anything,
often.
Anything gets a chance, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Next match is Sasha Banks and Becky Lynch tag team to take on Tamina, Snuka, and Naomi. I think both of us know who's going to win this.
Sasha and Becky.
Yep. This will build towards the rumored triple threat match at WrestleMania of Sasha, Becky, and Charlotte. Fans will be happy. Yay! So now the match that Josh considers to be potential five-star match of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Big Show, Ryback, and Kane versus Braun Strowman, Eric Roman, Luke Harper with Bray Wyatt.
This is the piss and shit and walk outside and try not to kill yourself, Bray.
Yeah,
Big Show said he's not retiring for at least another 2 years.
Yep.
Come on, Big Show.
So come now on. We're going to have two predictions from this match. How many times does Big Show turn heel and face before he retires?
He grows a beard in this. He joins the Wyatts for a brief point and then cuts the beard off and turns back.
It could happen. I think the Wyatts win.
Yeah, I don't even think the Wyatts win. I know the Wyatts win.
Yeah. Here's a match that neither of us are very excited for. We don't think will be that good. Some Ayatollah Rock and Rolla versus the Phenomenal One.
This one, I don't know.
I think
it's AJ, but
I think
I really like the heel. You think it's Jericho?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's the KO situation. KO Cena. Mm. The only difference is this is going to be built to something bigger, where I think AJ does get the pin over Jericho at one point, but this will be Jericho getting that rubber match over Styles. And
I think if Jericho wins this, he cheats this one.
Yeah. I also, in another world, AJ hits the Styles Clash and we see a stretcher job for Jericho.
Oh, yes, please.
And then Jericho goes on a big tirade about how he's been injured by the Styles Clash and how Styles is an unsafe worker and all this stuff. And we get some conspiracy theory and we get some petition, stuff like that from Jericho heading into a WrestleMania match.
Love it. I would say this is my second, as an overall match, I'm the most excited for this. But the main event I'm the most excited for.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what's going to happen. But this is one of the matches I'm tuning in for. Because now they have a pay-per-view full on, probably 20 minutes to go. It's in the condensed time they've really had. Well, I guess they went long on SmackDown. But I think it's pay-per-view time. Balls to the wall on the pay-per-view.
Yeah. And Jericho's going to want
AJ's first pay-per-view match, not counting the Royal Rumble.
He's in WWE.
And Jericho's going to want to go hard too. Yeah, I know. It's still weird.
We get to the first title match that's not on a pre-show, the WWE Divas title, Brie Bella versus Charlotte. We both revealed who we think win.
Yeah, I'm rooting for Brie, but I think Charlotte wins.
Yeah, I think Charlotte wins too. It makes the most sense. You want Charlotte to look strong. She needs to be a big heel, so when Sasha Banks finally wins and that crowd goes crazy at WrestleMania, we have Sasha has her WrestleMania moment. Ooh, I can't wait. The next title match, the Intercontinental title, the newly won, the new champion, Kevin Owens, versus the show-off, Dolph Ziggler.
I will say the Dolphins is back. Yeah. I kind of consider Dolph a guy again. That's been good. Those wins kind of didn't matter for that. I picked a KO, though. I just because I can't and I won't see him lose three times to Dolph Ziggler.
I think KO does win. I think it's some tomfoolery because it's Fastlane, and Fastlane's the throwaway show for WWE each year. But I do think KO retains. Mm-hmm. I just said the Dolph Ziggler winning just to screw with you.
Good.
And now the one we'll probably talk about the most.
Which we already kind of did.
Yep. It is Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns versus Dean Ambrose in a triple threat number one contenders match. The winner of this match will go on to face the Cerebral Assassin Triple H for the WWE World Heavyweight title at WrestleMania 32. What do you got, Josh?
Cards in the middle. Chips all in. Dean Ambrose.
We know
taking the gamble.
I'm gonna go through each guy. I think we know where Brock is. Brock will be facing.
Brock's being attacked by the Wyatts in this match at some point. That's done.
Yeah. So you got two guys. You got Dean Ambrose and Roman Reigns. You got the guy that they want to be the face of the company, and you got a guy that's really over with the crowd, and he's gonna just keep growing more and more.
Mm-hmm.
I'm picking Dean Ambrose, too.
Yeah, baby! We did it! We took it all! Screw you all.
So, and the nice thing is, we're not risking any money, so...
No.
We can
that $200 I put down from both our accounts. I stuck into your account and took the money out.
I mean, I gotta deal with bookies.
Yeah.
I really was leaning heavy towards Roman, but wouldn't it be so cool if Dean won?
I mean, let's preface it with this. We're picking Dean Ambrose to win, / hoping Dean Ambrose to win. But if Dean Ambrose does win, we're going to look at each other like, holy shit, he won!
Yeah.
And if he doesn't win, we're like, yeah, whatever. We took the risk. Oh, well.
I think we've known for a while that we've all been like, Roman's going to win. There's some actual doubt. They've created doubt, Josh.
And Vince likes to swerve people.
Yep. So I think we're going to get swerved a few times. So
yeah.
I don't think this Fastlane card's necessarily bad.
I'm excited for Fastlane. I think it's got three matches I'm intrigued by.
That's AJ. The Titan match, right?
No, it's not that one. Mm. Jericho AJ, I'm excited for. Triple Threat, I'm excited for. Brie and Charlotte, I'm intrigued by. And KO and Dolph will be fun. And you know what? Kalisto and Del Rio is still going to be a good match.
It's 2 out of 3 falls, so.
And I'm intrigued by this New Day thing. Like, other than the Titans match, I'm excited for pretty much everything on the card.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it's bad at all. Like, I look at it and I go, not bad. Not bad at all, actually.
One thing I always say with the center in our NBA podcast, it's a serviceable pay-per-view.
Yep.
It'll get the job done.
Yep.
WrestleMania. So let's just go what we think the way the card is going to go, all right?
Okay.
So, 100% written in the darkest type of paint that can never be erased, even though we tried our damnedest, Brock Lesnar and Bray.
Yeah.
And then from there, we have no idea.
Yeah. We can also pretty much kind of put...
Oh, the women's?
Yeah, the women's match. Yeah.
We just don't know if it'll be a triple threat or not for sure. It may just be Sasha and Becky. I mean, Sasha and Charlotte.
I think I'm going to go with it's going to be a triple threat.
Maybe. You could even do something where Becky and Natty and Paige all face each other to be the number one contender.
Yeah, that could happen as well.
Because Paige, what the hell happened to Paige? She lost to Summer Rae.
Yeah, that's something we didn't talk about. Summer Rae won a match.
I had heard that Paige is a little hot backstage.
I can imagine she's got a little bit of... heat.
Yeah.
So.
Ever since that Snapchat story I told you about.
Yeah. So, I don't know, Josh. I don't know.
Also, can I, speaking about Snapchat, so Eva Marie got a Funko Pop. This girl is never on the road. She's always at home doing photo shoots and stuff. I know people know this, but when you have Snapchat of Eva Marie, you realize how much more she really doesn't do anything with the company at the time. It's been 2 to 3 weeks, and she still isn't on the road. But someone like Mandy is constantly on the road traveling. Same with Nia Jax. It's kind of frustrating.
Yeah, and you can see why some people get very upset. And AJ Lee would come to mind.
Like, if we keep on saying, like, oh, she's putting in the work. She is putting in the work, and she knows how to be a heel. I'll give her that. But it kind of annoys me that she gets her own toy when there's other people in the company, Sasha Banks, that deserve a toy more than her.
I think I'd buy that Sasha Banks pop figure in a heartbeat.
I don't, like, there's no Sasha, there's no Bailey, there's no Charlotte. These girls all deserve it. Eva Marie, if I'm one of those girls, that really pisses me off. The Bellas, sure, they deserve their pops.
Oh, yeah.
No doubt. But if I'm one of those girls and I see Eva gets it, I'm a little pissed off.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you at all. I look at that situation and I go, you can see why there's some discord and there's some less than happy campers on that roster at times. Because there's guys that kind of get handed stuff. And I think Eva Marie, she's put in some work, but
she's on the Fastlane poster.
Yeah, and she's not even on the main roster.
Maybe she's part of the main event in WrestleMania!
Oh, don't say that. Don't. No.
Who knows, man? Who knows?
Yeah.
You can think you can hide her with those three girls. Make a Final Four way.
Well, how would the fans react when she comes out?
Watch her win the title.
Pin Sasha Banks clean, too.
Yep, yep.
Is that, like, are we entering the darkest timeline, Josh?
That would be the darkest. I don't think that's going to happen. I don't want to scare people. I don't think that's happening. But, yes, that would be the darkest timeline. I just don't understand how Eva Marie gets a Funko.
I want a Sasha Banks Funko.
Yeah, I know. Also, small tangent, really quickly here. Nothing to do with wrestling. I know we're wrapping up. How the frick do the Golden Girls get Funko Pops when there's no Mad Men ones?
Golden Girls are really popular.
I guess so. That's weird to me. Anyways, we'll talk about that in another podcast another time. So, yeah, as far as WrestleMania goes now, though, barring Eva Marie being part of it.
Well, she's not listed in anything for the NXT show.
I know.
Does that scare you a little bit more now?
Yeah, well, is Nia Jax?
No.
So, we'll see. I could rant about Nia Jax also. She's pretty awful herself.
Could you imagine if the two of them came out, powerbombed all three girls, and Eva Marie won, and then thanks to Nia Jax's help, and Vince is standing at the top of the entrance ramp, just celebrating.
Oh, God. Jeez. Please, Lord, no. Also, quick question. So, if Brie retires, do you think she'll still be in Total Divas?
I think so.
Okay.
I think to a point, and then it'll become she'll be less involved.
I think Total Divas could slowly just become about the Bellas.
Yeah.
Have there ever been women agents?
I don't think so. I think it's guys working with them.
That'd be an interesting twist for the Divas, though. Like, Natty is an agent? Not terrible.
No, it wouldn't be bad. Like, there's not a really big spot for her, so.
Anything else?
No, I think we are good.
The road to WrestleMania makes its biggest pit stop yet. We will figure out what the card is. That's the exciting thing. It's crazy to think that WrestleMania is just one stop away from being fully on the road. And yeah. That night after WrestleMania, that's probably when you're going to see The Undertaker, I'm assuming. I think we might be talking about Undertaker, our opponent this time next week, don't you think?
Yep. Next week. But we got our predictions. We went through Raw and SmackDown. We Josh cried a little. We talked about Kanye West.
Yeah, you always got to talk about Yeezy.
Not always, but he finds a way in there.
This week especially, I think he's... If you're not talking about Kanye, you're talking about Kendrick Lamar losing Best Album to Taylor Swift, which, suck it, I called everybody.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
So hopefully we can sit there and say that Dean Ambrose won.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the Taylor Swift one seemed a little bit easier as a pick to me.
Yeah, and it's kind of sad that you can pick that, and you're still like, I don't know, Roman's probably going to win.
I know.
But it's the most interesting time to be a wrestling fan.
It is. We're about a month or so away from things. I mean, is it just me or, like, I'm obviously excited for WrestleMania, but I'm almost more excited for the night after because that's, to me, when things really start getting going.
Yeah. I'm most excited for the NXT show.
Yeah, I'm excited for NXT, but the night after, Joel,
we probably could see Finn, Samoa Joe.
We could see Bayley, we could see Samoa Joe, we could see Nakamura, we could see maybe Cesaro return by then. Last thing in WrestleMania. Update on Randy Orton.
Squat. It's been quiet.
Hmm.
Cesaro will not be there.
No, I know. But maybe the night after.
I don't know. It's still kind of up in the air with him.
Okay.
Which sucks.
He's getting close, though.
I hope. I want Cesaro and AJ Styles for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
That's all I want.
Also, more Golden Truth this week, and I'm just ready for it to get going.
I think it's time they start teaming. I think it'll be a fun little schnick.
Yeah. This has got to get going. The skits are getting a little bit. It's like, okay, you guys have put more of a build to this than half the shit you guys actually do.
Yeah.
So another thing, too, as we sneak into MMA stuff here, Joel, is so Ronda Rousey was on Ellen's show, and she opened up quite a bit after that fight. She had a breakdown and kind of said that she had somewhat of suicidal thoughts after just kind of, and I think people have taken the suicidal part a lot strong on this one, and you can never take those lightly. The part I looked at is that she really considered herself as nothing if she wasn't a fighter, which really is deep because she's been this actress and she's been this mogul and she's been the model, and at the center of it, she still considers herself a UFC fighter that doesn't lose.
Yeah. I think the biggest thing was with this, with everything that happened, is she probably had a concussion. She just got her bell rung. She just got her first loss. She more or less had hit rock bottom in her fighting career because she got her ass handed to her.
Oh, yeah.
So I can see... Like, this was very much a different Ronda Rousey than what we're used to seeing. She's very vulnerable. She's very emotional. You very much felt like this was a real human being, suddenly. And you can never fully know what's going on in a person's head at any given time.
No. But
it seems like she's kind of back. It seems like she's got her footing again. I think it took a little bit of time. I really, here's the thing, and I kept saying this, was you got to think, she had a career in judo and mixed martial arts. Her head's got to be rattled a few times. So you got to think, after one big blow, it's not without the realm of possibility of thinking some dark thoughts start to seep in.
What do you think about Brock Lesnar's comments on her?
I think that was perfect. Brock's absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
You have to lose sometimes to win.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think, you know, the whole thing, it's sad that she thought about that way because we obviously think about Ronda in so many different ways. But it gets me excited in some ways, not the suicidal thoughts, but I think now she's amped up. She's going to be a lot more laser-focused on Holly Holm. I like that she put the foot down that she doesn't want Misha Tate. She doesn't want anybody else. She doesn't care if she has a title. She just wants Holly Holm.
Yeah, and it's a big deal. So I think that fight's going to be a big draw, and she just sold a lot of tickets.
And then quickly also, let's talk about two weird things. Bellator's having this match, Dota 500, or 5000, whatever his name is, against Kimbo, and Ken Shamrock in his 50s is facing Royce Gracie. Thoughts, Joel?
I don't have any. This whole thing is very weird. Like, they got Chael Sonnen and Michael B.
No, this is Bellator.
This is the same card as the...
No. This is just the Bellator card. The the Fight Now card for this fight thing is the one with Rey Mysterio on it and everything. This is just a separate Bellator card.
Oh,
we'll get to the other one, the Chael Sonnen one, in a second. Just fight thoughts on the and Ken Shamrock fighting in his 50s.
Just stop. How many more concussions do you need?
Because I think...
He was at WrestleMania 13, Josh.
I know.
Stop it. No.
The thing you were talking about is there's this multi-fight card, which I think Ken Shamrock is on that one, I believe. I don't know who Ken Shamrock is facing. Is it Tito? Just double check. It's Kurt Angle facing Rey Mysterio in a wrestling match. It's Michael Bisping facing Chael Sonnen in a grappling match, which is really weird because Chael Sonnen is still suspended. So it's weird to see that he's getting passed as a licensed fighter. So.
Well, here's what it is. It's because the grappling doesn't have any... what's the word I'm looking for? They don't have any rules really on it. So they just can let things go. There's no governing. So they can just kind of let things go and have it happen as they want. So that's why that's happening.
And then Roy Jones is facing a fan.
Yeah, so we've got... this whole thing is so...
I you don't have to worry about it. Ken Shamrock's fighting on that card, too. I can't remember who he's facing, but it's...
Ken Shamrock is facing Dan Severn?
Yes, that's the one. That's it. Because it's WWE in 1997, apparently.
Oh, Josh, I give up. Like... How could someone sit there and go, this is something I want to pay and see? Like, Ray Jones Jr. versus a fan with $100,000 up?
Now, the fan will probably have to be someone that was an amateur boxer because there's no way they can sanction a fan coming to the ring with Roy Jones.
Well, apparently they can sanction a suspended, known performance enhancer user. So yeah. I'm sorry, I wouldn't put it past them.
Between the Bellator show and this, it's just if you want to watch a clown show. I mean, the Rey Mysterio and Kurt fight will be fine. That'll be great. Those two have good matches together.
Until the clowns start getting... They'll have actual clowns around the ring.
The ICP?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, like, God.
It almost seems like a gigolo show, really.
It does.
It's all to promote this new fighting channel, apparently.
Ugh.
I kind of like the idea of
a multi-card
of these different events. But just the performers, except for the wrestling ones, just is really grasping. Especially Ken Shamrock facing Dan Severn. Like, he's gonna face Hoist Gracie this week, and then he's gonna face Dan Severn. Like, he needs. How old is Ken Shamrock exactly?
You're not far off on age. I know.
I think he's 50 something.
He's 52.
Yeah, like Ken, just chill, man. And Kimbo, this is not that fight card. This is the Bellator card. The Kimbo slice thing, I feel like it had its chance. Then he got knocked out by Seth Precizelli, who's been a nobody in MMA. But he had his chance, Kimbo, and it never happened. It's weird to think that Kimbo Slice is still trying to be a thing. And if he wins, you know who Kimbo Slice is probably facing next?
Who?
Bobby Lashley.
My head hurts.
As Bellator likes to have these kind of freak show matches that the UFC won't have.
It's probably, there's a reason why Bellator is where they are, and there's a reason why UFC is where they are.
I mean, I like that they're just throwing anything at the wall. Kimbo Slice is still a draw, whether we like it or not. Yeah. And same with Ken. If you hear the name Kimbo Slice, you hear the name Ken Shamrock, they're draws.
Oh, this is what gives wrestling.
I believe this is on television, too. This is on Spike. You can watch these matches, Joel.
I won't. I'm good.
No, I think we'll watch it before Fastlane. Something to watch.
Do you have nails that I can put through my eye at any given point?
You can't tell me you'd rather watch the Titan match than this.
I'd much rather play your N64.
Yes, we might get some Wayne Gretzky's hockey in.
There we go.
Yeah.
A happy compromise.
As for CM Punk, quick update on him. Meltzer doesn't think he'll be back for 199 or 200. So, who knows?
What's the more likelihood? Me growing a full beard or CM Punk fighting in UFC?
From what I've heard now, it's they just want to get the one fight and then they're done with him.
What if he wins?
Well, here's the thing that's really crazy. So he has 6 weeks to heal from the back injury, right?
Yeah.
So time-wise, possibly he can do the match. What do you do if you're Mickey Gall? Do you take another fight?
Because I kind of sit there and wait.
Because you've kind of been built up for the guy that faced CM Punk. It's like people said that same thing with Holly Holm, but this is even more different. Like, if he loses, it takes off the luster of Mickey Gall.
Yep.
Not that he has a lot, it's just this is the guy. But if he faces someone else, gets knocked out in a second, there's not as much hype anymore, right?
Yeah.
Like, he was kind of given the silver platter to face him, and now Mickey Gall's going to be like, well, I'm trying to make my name in the sport, and I got to wait for this guy?
Yeah, not a good situation.
No. All right, that'll do it. Thanks for staying with us for the MMA talk at the very end. Until next time, cheers!
No more, no, why, Ken, why? Stop it, stop it.
Enjoy the day, people.
They sent the cruiserweight division out to get me.